All righty. Here we go. 7:44 on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout a Friday edition of the program. We have State Senator Virgil Peck joining us today. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, James. Appreciate the opportunity to be in here. Brought a bodyguard with me because, man, when you got a body that's as perfect as mine, you got to have a guard.
Yeah, that's right. It's good. Yeah, you got to have them around. So that's some good stuff there. Well, and you got your Kansas City shirt on here today. So
that's almost embarrassing, though, this year, the Royals shirt. But
Well, as we say in the promos, there's nothing like the Kansas City Royals. That's a true statement.
That is a true statement this year. My goodness. Having been in Kansas my whole life and watched the Royals since they started in about 1969, gone through the great years in the 70s and 80s with the George Brett the era and Frank White, and I could name lots and lots of names. And then in 2015, we won the World Series. But this year's not looking so good. I debated whether to wear the shirt, but I thought, hey, I'm on the radio. I got a radio face.
That's right, you know.
Except for the fact that you do have us on Facebook.
We helps people to share it. So we're in the radio business, not the Facebook business. But right. Hey, it helps people to tune into the radio.
Yeah.
I think,
but
so.
By the way, the bodyguard I've got with me is not because I've got such a great body, but my grandson Griffin is with me, and Griffin's going to have a birthday here later this month.
Hey.
19 years of
awesome.
Age.
Well, good deal. Happy birthday in a little bit, Griffin.
He's had an opportunity to be on KGGF in the past, being representing Caney Valley High School.
Oh, yeah. No, that's awesome.
So if you've got anything intelligent to say, Griffin, you can always jump right in.
Some good stuff. Hey, well, I'm going to tell you one thing, Griffin. Enjoy your summer break while you can. I know you probably have them working all sorts of stuff, but,
We closed out the fiscal year for the state of Kansas.
Yep.
And
yep.
July 1 started a new fiscal year. So it's one of those things where it depends on, I guess, how you look at it, what your perspective is. The state brought in a whole lot more revenue than needed, a whole lot more revenue in fiscal year 23 than in fiscal year 22, to the tune of over $1 billion more than what we did the previous fiscal year. But we did not pass any tax cut legislation that made it through the entire process. And so this kind of really reveals that the state is overtaxing its citizens. I've said that for many years. The 2017 tax increase is proven to be totally unnecessary, but we are where we are, so we'll see what we can accomplish next session as it relates to cutting taxes and putting some of that money back into the pockets of Kansas taxpayers.
No, that's definitely good when we can do that.
Oh, it is. However, you know, we've had some good numbers, but wheat harvest is about to wrap up.
Yes.
Not good news for the state of Kansas. We have 50% plus is rated poor or worse as far as the winter wheat conditions. And in 33%, one-third is fair. And so that means only 16% is rated good to excellent as far as wheat harvest is concerned. Drought conditions are the worst in 50 years, according to the records from the Kansas Wheat Association. It's amazing to me, James, Kansas, the wheat state, of course, we're also the sunflower state, but the wheat state, we're importing wheat from Eastern Europe, which just doesn't sound right for me to say that out loud because we generally have plenty. But visiting with an ag producer, Dennis Bayless, in my area recently, he said that in the last 14 months, where he lives, which is close to Havana, Elk City area, they have gotten just under 6 inches of rain over a 14-month period. Under 6 inches, he said, historically, should be more like 45 inches. So 6 inches is a little more than 10%, say 12% of what the general rainfall is. So it's been an issue. The droughts has really been an issue for the state of Kansas. And I bring this up in relationship with tax revenue because we're an agriculture state. If agriculture thrives, the state does. When agriculture suffers, the rest of us can. Because these ag producers, when they earn money, they purchase additional equipment, they purchase additional clothing, they purchase additional supplies, purchase additional everything. So it helps to circulate money in the state. It's just frustrating, the weather we're having right now. Earlier this morning, I looked at radar. It looked like we were going to get rain where I live over by Havana. it just kind of went south of us. And of course, Oklahoma's getting hammered right now. But
yeah, they're getting a lot right now. They did have a warning pop up, by the way. That warning has been allowed to largely expire. I think they shrank it down just a little bit. But they, for Nowata, Tulsa, Washington counties, they've canceled that severe thunderstorm warning. They're continuing it for Mays, Rogers, and parts of Wagner County until 8:15. So,
and that, yeah, that's important for you to say. I know we have listeners.
I know. So I appreciate you letting me do that.
Yeah,
but
sure.
But you know, the other thing is, of course, we here in Southeast Kansas, maybe a little bit better in some areas, just because of, you know, usually gets drowned out with all the rain. So that is I guess if we're going to look for a silver lining. But I know you've also been fielding a few questions, people talking about digital currency.
Yes, that's something that's being pushed, talked about, if you will, at the federal level, going to a digital currency. And it depends. There's all kinds of conspiracy theorists, and some people want to point the positive or easier side of it. I got all that. But digital currency means that we would basically go to a cashless society. And the thing I don't like about that is I'm an old guy. I like having cash. I spend cash better than I do a debit card or something like that. But if it's digital currency, James, every single purchase that you make will be recorded and known, even if it's just going into the convenience store and purchasing a cup of coffee or bag of chips, donut, whatever. So I have had people contact me, well, what can the state do to protect me from that? There are several states, about 10 states, that have introduced or passed legislation to protect the use of cash and affirm gold and silver as a legal tender, which would block the central bank digital currency from being too onerous on a lot of individuals. Neighboring states of Oklahoma, Missouri, and then close by Arkansas, and not too far from us, Texas, they have passed legislation affirming that gold and silver is legal tender, which means there will still be the use of cash, if you will, in the forms of coins that is circulating from the digital, if we do go to digital currency. There's a lot of pushback on that. But the frustrating thing, having been around the political arena for a little while, James, once something is presented, it seems like it just never goes away and has continued to be pushed and tweaked and changed until it eventually happens. And so it's a concern to a lot of people. That's the reason, I guess, more and more people are bringing up, well, what's Kansas going to do? We did have legislation introduced. It is still available for action next session. It was introduced last session. That would basically affirm gold and silver as legal tender. So we'll see. It didn't gain much attention or traction last session, but because it's more and more in the news and more people are noticing digital currency, we'll see what happens next session. But I would like to see us protect gold and silver as legal tender.
Sure. And I mean, I don't know if this is kind of apples and oranges a little bit, but, you know, we've gone off the gold and standard, you know, back, you know, several years ago. But there's probably not maybe a few similarities to that. But yeah, I'll be interested to see kind of where that goes.
It will be. But yeah, the gold standard we used to have, our money was backed up by gold.
Yeah, not anymore.
And not in your lifetime,
yeah,
actually.
No, that's right.
I was a little kid when it kind of fizzled away, if you will.
So we got a little more time here. We're speaking with State Senator Virgil Peck. And what else do you want to hit on here today that's on your mind?
Well, having closed out the fiscal year, numbers are coming in as it relates to revenue. And I just yesterday got some numbers from that the Kansas Lottery had published. And I'm not a fan of the lottery or gambling at all, but it is legal in the state of Kansas. In 2007, the legislature passed legislation to allow for state-owned and operated casinos. And the reason I bring this up, James, a lot of Kansans appear to be under the impression that, oh, the gambling money is just bringing in boatloads of money for the state of Kansas. Well, it brings in money, and it's not a small amount as it relates to money for my perspective, but when you compare it to the state budget, it's peanuts, if you will. For example, the casino money, we have several pots of money. We've got the expanded lot. We've got the lottery. We've got the expanded lottery. The lottery is basically the scratch-off Powerball. Expanded lottery has to do with casinos. And then we passed a couple years ago online sports betting. So all kinds of ways for people to give away their money in gambling. And when I read these numbers, you'll see that there's a lot of money that's been giving away to casinos. But the state of Kansas, from the casinos, we have four of them, the revenue for fiscal year 23 was $89.5 million. Chunk of money. But when you compare that to the casinos, what they brought in a total of $407 million. And so the casinos kept $311 million. So my point in bringing this up is $407 million is the earnings by casinos. And I realize they got restaurants and make a little money there, but primarily it's through their gambling. So that means $407 million was taken out of the Kansas economy in the form of gambling that could have gone to other businesses. By the way, the lottery in 1986, the citizens of Kansas voted to allow the lottery constitutionally because our Constitution said that lotteries shall be forever banned. But we were told at that time, and you wouldn't remember it because you weren't around in 1986. I was 26 years of age, so I was young. But we were told, well, this will bring lots and lots of money into education. James, as a reminder to the listeners and maybe informing some, there's never been a dime of lottery money go to education. It never was designated that officially, and it never has gone to education. The state brings in around $70 million. We didn't actually have the numbers from the lottery, I guess, that were published, but it brings in around $70 million to the state of Kansas. A lot of that goes to the EDIF, Economic Development Initiatives Fund, which is basically to promote tourism, to promote Kansas. So the lottery doesn't bring in a lot of revenue to the state. What it does, most of it goes into, if you will, promoting the state. But I thought I would bring these up because the lottery doesn't bring in that much money. It doesn't really benefit the state a lot. The casinos, some people think, oh, well, there's those casinos and they're bringing money. There's people stopping by and the machines are going off nonstop, etc. But $90 million, nice chunk of money, but in a $20 billion budget, $90 million is not that large amount.
So the reason that that money did not end up going to education was because it was never formalized, I guess, in writing? Or what was the reason why it didn't work out the way it was advertised, I guess?
Well, it was advertised, the lottery was advertised to help education as a way to get it passed.
Sure.
But it was even in the legislation, it was always written to go to economic development.
Okay, interesting.
So it was misinformation. Some people would call that a lie to get gambling into the state of Kansas.
Now, as a reminder, of course, we have the state lottery, and then the casinos in Kansas can only be operated by the state. Is that correct? It's not like Oklahoma where we have, you know, the tri-bone casinos and all that sort of thing.
We do have some tri-bone casinos in Kansas on tribal land.
On tribal land, yeah.
And I think we've got three. Which those that's a whole nother ball game.
Sure,
that
that's
money goes
separate,
to the tribe.
You know?
Yeah, that's
yep.
separate.
Yep.
But the state of Kansas is the only state that actually owns casinos, and we have managers that manage the casinos. We've got the Boot Hill Casino, which is over in Dodge City, the Kansas Star, and Hollywood Casino, and then Kansas Crossing Casino, which Kansas Crossing is the newest one, over by Pittsburgh. If I'm getting my names right, but the Kansas Crossing Casino, interestingly, brought in $9 million for the state of Kansas, which is not very much money at all. But and the Kansas Crossing for the casino brought in $41 million versus Hollywood brought in $156 million. And I realize these are a lot of numbers, and some people get confused when we talk about numbers. But I guess my point in bringing this up is the lottery never went to education, never was said officially to go to education. That was just the rumor, the talk to get the bill passed or to get the vote to allow for gambling.
So in the last 40 seconds, what do you want to hit, Virgil Peck?
Oh, man, we're running out of time. That quick. Well, if you have not filed for your 2019 tax refund, Monday is the deadline. And this is 2019. This is 4 years. And things were different because of the pandemic. But if you haven't gotten your 2019 refund, better get filed by Monday. Or if you haven't paid your taxes for 2019, better get filed, because then the IRS gets a little nasty. If you don't get your refund, they're going to keep it.
Yeah, probably should pay that. You know, good idea.
Yeah, well, it's law. You're
yeah, you kind of get in trouble if you don't. So.
Yep, and all the righty. IRS is mean.
Yep, that's right. Hey, well, State Senator Virgil Peck, we appreciate you coming by on this rainy Friday, although we didn't get too much in Coffeyville. So thanks so much, sir.
Appreciate the opportunity, James.
Hey, all right, coming up, we do have our Ask the Expert segments.